You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Site Scotland veterans recently announced that the Lindburn estate in West Lothian, which has been home to tenants of Site Scotland veterans, is to be sold, and their tenants have been told to find alternative accommodation within a year. Joining me now to discuss it is Site Scotland CEO Craig Spalding. So you're closing this facility. What does it mean for the people who live there, and how many people does it affect?
So the Lindburn estate has a number of houses on it, and at the moment 13 of the houses are occupied. Seven of them are for veterans and veterans and their families, veterans who have a vision impairment, and the remaining private tenants who we provide housing to. We are not a housing association, and our charitable purpose as Site Scotland Veterans is to support veterans in Scotland who are living with sight loss. So we have over 1,600 people that we support on a daily basis around Scotland. Unfortunately, the changes that we are announcing this week will impact those seven visually impaired veterans and their families, and then the other remaining tenants who are private tenants on that land.
This is devastating for the blind and partially sighted veterans and their families who live there. They're people who have fought for their country. They've given a lot. What have you got to say to that?
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's not a decision that we have taken lightly, and we absolutely understand the huge impact that this will have on the individuals. And each one of those individuals will be impacted differently. So one of the things that we have said to each of them is that we are actively working with them to understand their individual circumstances, the individual needs, and also the individual wants that they have. And we are working with them now to secure housing in other areas of their choosing as well.
This is a decision that comes down to funding, first and foremost. Are there any decisions that could have perhaps been made differently so that it didn't mean that people were being evicted from their homes?
So Site Scotland Veterans as a charity runs primarily on its reserves and the investments the returns on the investments that we can make on the reserves that we have. We have a very small amount of voluntary donations as well. So there's no funding from any public bodies for the services that we provide. And what we've seen over the last number of years is a significant increase in the number of people who are reaching out to us to receive services to help them live well with sight loss. And these are people who are veterans that live all the way across Scotland. And what that means is that every year, we are spending multiple million pounds more than the income that we have. And if we keep going in this direction, we will run out of money in 2031. So what we are doing now is taking the necessary steps to ensure that the funds that we have available are A, invested appropriately so that we can generate more of an income, and B, are going to be enable us to be a sustainable organisation beyond 2031, because we do not see that the need for supporting veterans with a vision impairment in Scotland is going to decrease, and definitely it will not be going away by 2031. So we need to make the necessary steps now to ensure that we have a longer term future.
So it sounds that this doesn't really come as much of a surprise.
I guess it depends on who you ask in that. From our perspective, it's something that we have been discussing for a couple of years now, is to say, what can we do to ensure that we can maintain a high level of service across the whole of Scotland there, but also ensure that we can go forward as a charity and continue to provide those services. The land that we're talking about here, we purchased as a charity in 1946, and it has had a number of uses across that time period there. And at various points in time, as the organisation has needed this, we actually have sold off pieces of that land as well to support the ongoing activities for the charity. So while this is a decision that was only made a number of weeks ago, and we made the decision to communicate this as soon as that decision had been made so that we could understand the circumstances of the individuals directly impacted by this, it is something that we know we have been asked about, you know, over the last couple of decades, even if this is something that's going to happen. It is definitely something that some people have talked about, and it's definitely something that we have not wanted to do, but feel like we're now in a position where we don't have any alternative but to sell this land so we can assure the future for the services of blind and partially sighted veterans in Scotland.
It's interesting you mentioned there continuing to do your services as effectively as you can. from the outside looking in, people see you're evicting blind or partially sighted veterans. How could they have trust in the other services that you provide?
Yeah. So we provide a high level of services, like I said, to over 1,600 veterans across Scotland. We have centres at Lindburn, which is unaffected. The services that are going on that we provide directly to a few hundred veterans at the Lindburn Centre there are not impacted by this decision at all. We have another centre in Paisley in the west of Scotland. And then we also provide services both remotely, but also in outreach and independent living spaces around the whole of Scotland there as well. So what we're talking about here is a very small part of what Sight Scotland Veterans has and does offer. And in fact, what we have seen over the last number of years is an increase in the diversity of ranges of services that we can provide more people across Scotland. And that's in line with our ambition to ensure that everyone who's eligible to use our services is aware of them, but also that the services that we provide are tailored to the needs of those individuals. And we have a huge amount of feedback that suggests that the work that we're doing is having a big impact.
For any people that this affects, where can they go for more information or support?
So the individuals that are impacted by this, we are in constant communication with. So they have numerous telephone numbers and direct lines to individuals to talk through their individual circumstances and what other support we may be able to offer them. We have a specialist financial wellbeing team that works in Sight Scotland Veterans, and they are devoting the majority of their time and effort at the moment to working with the handful of individuals who are directly impacted by this situation. And we would encourage anyone who has any questions or concerns around this, you can contact us through the information that's available on our website, sightscotlandveterans.org.uk.
Craig Spalding, Chief Executive Officer for Sight Scotland Veterans, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you.